How disappointed are you today?
Yeah, naturally disappointed, but I think we saw why Sheffield United are champions. I thought they were clinical when they needed to be and defended really, really well. We put a lot of good balls in, and they've got blocks in, they've defended well against us. But sometimes as a manager, as a team, you've got to hold your hands up and say we were beaten by the better side. Disappointing naturally to lose the two quick goals in succession. We didn't handle either striker all day. I thought, you know, they were a handful. I think the goal just before, prior to half time, you know, we're on the attack, we cross it, it deflects out, and they hit us on the counter because we've got quick players. And so that was a body blow, the one just prior to half time, because I thought going in at half time 2-0, we can have a real go at them second half. But yeah, overall, naturally disappointed. But we got a reaction from half time. We didn't want anybody feeling sorry for himself and sulking, and we kept trying to play and trying to get at them. Hugely disappointed. Maybe I got it wrong.
I was going to ask you that, because you made the change. You brought Jones on. Yeah. Do you maybe regret going with the three at the back? Or is it just one of those?
No. As I say, I might have got it wrong. But the only reason we went three at the back, because I didn't not say trust, but I thought the front two would be too much of a handful for just two centre-halves. You know, we actually went their shape. We matched up, you know, the wing-backs against wing-backs, three midfield against three midfield, and three centre-halves that we had to look after their two centre-forwards. So, you know, it was a decision we made, and we've played that way regularly. It's not a big deal, but I just think their two forwards were very, very good today, and we've not dealt with it. So it was a bit of a gamble then going two for two, because, you know, the floodgates could open, but I felt we could stop them getting out at the back and put a little bit more pressure on them. And I think Charlie's got the, you know, if it's a great cross, if he heads it in, it looks for all, I don't know, from up here, it looks like he's just headed it back in and it's going in, and he's headed it wide, and, you know, that could have been a big key moment in the game if we'd gone 2-1. But it wasn't to be. So, no, you know, we talked about the way, could we be really, really brave and play three up against their three and leave us susceptible?
Were you tempted to do it or not?
We were tempted, yep. Without a doubt. But say the reason for not doing it is because we would have left Rory and Nat against, be it Hansen and Sharp or Lee and Clark and Sharp. Mm. And I thought that would be too big a gamble to start with. In the end, as extra man at the back, we've not plugged the holes and plugged the gaps that we needed to do. Thereafter, but, you know, we start at half time reacting to the disappointment. We put in a strong second half performance, and you know, we can't let that distract by against a really top side today. They've got top players, and when they're on the game, they're a difficult opponent, there's no doubt about that. Yes, we could have done things better, but we can't distract, let today's result detract what we've worked for all season, and we won't do.
And will we learn from coming up against a team like this? You know, you've got to be at your best for every game. We've only got a couple of games now. A couple of players maybe weren't at the best today, and when you do that against sides like this, you get punished.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. When you're playing the best, you've all got to be at your best. And yeah, rightly, there were maybe a couple under par, but, you know, that's football. We can't, you know, be brilliant every game.
Yeah.
We were disappointed in certain things, and we won't just sweep up the carpet. We'll have a look and analyse it and what we could do better. But, you know, these players have done terrific this season. We need to keep the foot on the gas for the next couple of games, and it can still be a strong finish to the season. So it's not all doom and gloom. You know, we've lost a game of football, I keep reiterating, against a really good side. That's football.
Yeah, that's the point that we made. A few too many people did perhaps have a bad day at the office. There should be no knee-jerk reaction. And perhaps, you know, if people are going to have a disappointed performance, get a few of them out of the way in one game rather than two or three in one game and then two or three in another game. The noise from the crowd when you were back in the dressing room and the Sheffield United players had come out for their lap of honour and the celebrations, did you say anything to your players? Could you hear it?
No,
say, you know,
couldn't hear
this,
it.
This could be you in a few weeks' time?
No, we couldn't hear it, to be honest, where we are, so we don't take too much notice of that. But we've got our own aims and own goals and own ambitions. And, you know, today's not going to detract from that, as I say. It's in football, it's how you bounce back. This group have been very good at bouncing back this season. I think, you know, apart from Sheffield United, we've had the least defeats in the league, so that proves we've got a resilience and a strong mentality. No, we just focus on ourselves, and like I say, we look forward now to hopefully a big performance next Saturday, and more importantly, a win against Wimbledon.
Mm. And you're not going to play a team again this season that is as good as Sheffield United, are you? That's got to be a plus from today.
Well, yeah, that's right. Listen, you just have to look at the players and look at the players they brought to the football club. They've got the best squad by a mile in this division. They're the best footballing team by a mile and probably the strongest defensive team by a mile. So that doesn't detract the fact that we wanted to be better. And I believe that on our day we can match them, but it wasn't our day today. So, you know, we'll take on board whatever comes with that. But we know, as I say, doom and gloom, a lack of confidence. We had a poor 45 minutes, and that can happen in football. So it's not what we've done today now, it's how we react next Saturday and the week coming ahead of it, you know, and mentally and physically we'll be ready for Saturday.
Any bumps, bangs, bruises of any note this afternoon?
No, not that I noticed, to be honest, no.
Well, one player who's been away from things recently because of the injury, Alex Gilliard. What's the latest on him?
He's doing a little bit of running. He's joining a little bit of ball work. I think this week he may be up it a bit, but he's still not nowhere near yet.
So we might not see him again then this season.
We might do, but he's nowhere near yet. You know, we've still got a few weeks, haven't we? And if we make the playoffs, hopefully, which we will do, then he might be involved at some stage. But at this moment, he's not going to be back next week or the week after. But he's on the right road. But
right,
he's progressing well.
So if you're in the playoffs, he could be involved in them.
He could be involved, yes.
And of course, with two games on Sky, well, the Sky cameras, it's just disappointing we've not maybe played at a bit. Played quite well at Scunthorpe, but defensively we've been found wanting in front of the Sky cameras. We know what a great team we are, and it's a shame we've not been able to show it to the nation, really, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. But you know, without going over the same topic, you know, we're against the champions, but that don't make excuses. We should play better.
Yep.
Right? We expect better because we've got a better side. You know, we've got better players than they proved that they were today. But sometimes, if you're against a side that are better than you and they're at the top of the game, then you ultimately may come unstuck. That's football. We're not going to dwell on it. We'll move on. Disappointing day at the office, but we look forward to now to the week coming and get ready for Wimbledon.